Yeah, you know, I think what jumped out at me in the game was the special teams yardage that we gave up. Too many returns. I think their average drive start in that game was the 50.4 yard line. We were at the 31. So that trend continues to be a problem. Penalties that we don't need to take, a late roughing the quarterback, you know, an interference that we shouldn't have had, a block in the back on special teams. Those are the things that are preventing us from really, really taking that next step. And then Dave, at the end of the day, we got to win a close one, because once you win one, you get that confidence and they just start to roll, and good teams find a way to win the close ones. And so it's good that we're, you know, there at the end. It's still a lot of young guys are playing for us, but at the end of the day, we've got to learn how to close it out.
All right, first time you're going to see the Argos. I know this is the rescheduled game from August. They're dressing a lot of, you know, looks like honestly a training camp or a preseason roster. And I know we asked about this against Ottawa and against Montreal. You're not sure of certain coordinators. This is different, where maybe you're not sure of certain players, but you know Chris Jones on the defensive side, and we know Ryan Didwitty on the offensive side. Does that help?
Yeah, I think, you know, at least we know what their philosophies are. You know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Chris Jones. We've had some epic battles, a lot of fun. It's always a challenge going up against him and Rich Stubler. The combination of those two is really outstanding, and I think Ryan's doing a great job. He's got a veteran staff there offensively, and I think they're doing a good job. So regardless of who lines up for them, you know, our focus has got to be on us and our execution and trying to do it, you know, consistently for 60 minutes and playing hard. And listen, you know, the truth is, you know, kind of blocking out. This is game two in 3 days, and just playing ball, playing for each other, and having fun.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.